We'll join an African expedition shortly, chat with Miss Sally Blair, and never underestimate Miss Texas Pageant.
Especially to a Texan. Unless you're an Alaskan, that is, and you listen to Monitor, the NBC weekend radio service.
Again, good afternoon and welcome to Monitor. This is Peter Roberts.
And Hugh Downs. Africa is a port of call. We'll talk with Sally Blair, Miss Texas Pageant.
What's this? What's this? We'll Miss Texas the pick... The
no.
Texas... What kind of nonsense is
no,
this?
No, Peter, I said Miss, meaning...
I suspect Alaska's behind all this.
Anyway, here's Bing Crosby and Between the Devil and the Deep Blue Sea.
I don't want you, but I hate to lose you. You've got me in between the devil and the deep blue sea. I forgive you, 'cause I can't forget you. You've got me in between the devil and the deep blue sea. I'd ought to cross you off my list, but when you come knocking at my door, fate seems to give my heart a twist. I come running back for more. I should hate you, but I guess I love you. You've got me in between the devil and the deep blue sea. But I hate to lose you. You've got me in between the devil and the deep blue sea. I forgive you, 'cause I can't forget you. You've got me in between the devil and the deep blue sea. I'd ought to cross you off my list, but when you come knocking at my door, it seems to give my heart a twist. I come running back for more. Ooh, I should hate you, but I guess I love you. You've got me in between the devil and the deep blue sea.
Between the devil and the deep blue sea. A little pause now while we look for an alternative. You're on the monitor beacon.
Look for our who?
You're on the monitor beacon. Take one.
Alternative.
personally. In 1950, working operators of farms represented 69% of family workers on the farm. Last year, though, the working operator was doing 80% of the family work. Department specialists say this means that unpaid members of the farm families are doing less farm work than they used to. Next year, wool growers in this country seem likely to produce more wool. As the department's wool experts see it, with continued generally good range, favorable lamb prices, and the incentive payment program, growers will probably increase their sheep numbers this year. That'll make more shorn wool production next year a likely prospect.